From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenyans are casting ballots in the country's presidential election rerun Thursday with reports of light turnout, some polling stations closed, and clashes between opposition supporters and police. On the eve of the election, the main opposition leader, Raila Odinga, urged his supporters to boycott.
Convince your friends, neighbors, and everyone else not to participate. Instead, we advise Kenyans who value democracy and justice to hold vigil and prayers away from polling stations or just stay at home.
Odinga accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. The Supreme Court threw out the August 8 result won by President Uhuru Kenyatta because of widespread irregularities. Mr. Kenyatta addressed the nation late Wednesday, urging voters to cast their ballots and then go home and avoid disruptions.
Our forefathers fought and died for the right of the African to vote. We dare not reject the inheritance our elders so painfully won.
The U.S. expressed its deep concern by efforts on both sides to undermine the independence of the Electoral Commission and urged everyone to avoid violence. In Spain, it's widely expected the Senate will impose direct rule on the Catalonia region Friday following an independence referendum early this month the government has deemed illegal. Catalonia's Vice President Oriol Junqueras said Madrid is leaving separatists no other option but to push ahead with independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont has turned down an invitation to explain his position to the Spanish Senate on Wednesday. Mr. Puigdemont is to address his regional parliament late on Thursday. This is VOA News. In central Yemen, at least seven suspected Islamic State militants were killed by a U.S. drone strike. Two cars said to be carrying armed individuals were struck in Al Bayda province. Meanwhile, the U.S. joined Gulf states in imposing sanctions on several individuals and entities accused of supporting terrorists. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
Today, the U.S. announced new sanctions on nine individuals and entities that finance and facilitate terrorism and are actively supporting violence in Yemen.
The Gulf states named four other individuals for a total of 13. They're cited as leaders, financiers, and facilitators of Islamic State in Yemen and al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced an offensive to recapture the western border region of El Haim and Rawah near the Syrian border, the last bastion of Islamic State in the country. Meanwhile, Iraqi troops backed by Shia militia shelled Peshmerga positions in northern Nineveh province a day after Kurdish authorities offered to put their independence bid on hold to resolve the dispute peacefully with Baghdad. The lower house of Brazil's Congress voted to reject charges of corruption filed by the Prosecutor General's office against President Michel Temer in a case allegedly involving bribes paid to a meatpacker. Mr. Temer's political opponents failed to reach the necessary votes to put him on trial. One of those opponents, Congressman Silvio Costa, said anyone voting yes was celebrating corruption. The 77-year-old Temer, who is trying to pass key reforms to revive the country's ailing economy, survived a similar vote in August. New airport security measures for inbound flights to the U.S. are taking effect Thursday. With some passengers to be subjected to interviews, they're expected to result in many delays. Jeffrey Thomas is editor of the Australia-based airline Ratings.com.
Many airlines have already alerted passengers that they need to check in 3 hours before. And I think the boarding process, instead of being 45 minutes ahead, will probably be more like an hour to an hour and a half.
The new requirements replace earlier restrictions on carry-on electronic devices, the ban imposed after U.S. intelligence discovered Islamic State and al-Qaeda were looking at ways to plant bombs inside laptop computers. On Wall Street, higher bond yields and soft corporate earnings were a drag on stocks Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling more than 100 points to 23,329. It was announced Wednesday that Fats Domino, a New Orleans piano player and pioneer of 1950s rock, died Tuesday at his home of natural causes at 89.
I found my thrill.
Fats Domino sold more than 110 million records with hits including Blueberry Hill and Ain't That a Shame.
On Blueberry Hill.
I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.